The rest of the chulin you let eat. So the rest of the chulin, even according to Reb Lezer, we have a shala matei aleim. How do you have to eat according to Reb Lezer? Like, do we really say when you took out the one saw of chumalite and you say b'mnei like it's tumeya, it's tirkav? Do we say that's really the tum is out of here? And now when you go to eat the chulin, can you even eat it even though it's wet? Or maybe no, you still have to be makpid to make sure it's dry because you have to be choshen. Maybe the tum is still there. So yes, that's the loch. Even country of blessed, we said the din is mamate aleim. So it says also yerchlan nekudim shidit when it's dry, or yikloyes when it's roasted, or yiloishem may perasvels knead it with apple juice, or yitzchalik liiso divide up in a small dose of avach lo yehi kabeitzah b'makom echad. There should be no kabeitzah in one place to make sure it won't be mekabel tumah. And again, v'yom ulula says my tam. What's the reason? Like, why don't we say this chulin gemur in according to Rabbanin? Like, why don't we say like Hebron's butler? So, one, and especially according to Reb Lezer, he says shani yoyim. You say the part you took out that was a tumah. So even the leftover, why do you have to eat it? But it's dry. Why can't you eat it even though it's wet? So Mara says gzeira, it's gzeira the gedin over here. That shem yovi kav chulin temeyim mokam acher. Maybe you bring a kav of chulin, a food that's tumah from someplace else. And you take out of this bunch now of a kav v'yoid meminzeh, you take out an equal measurement of a kav and a little bit more from this mixture of chulin. And so you'll think to say, if talinu beruvay, that the tumah becomes bottle barayv. You have one saw, one kav of tumay, and you have a kav v'yoid more than that kav of tairim, so it'll be bottle barayv. But now, v'chi von di kahay mashu, but since in this mixture, there was first a saw of tumeya there. So in every little bit, there's mixed in a mashu of tumah. So we have to be afraid that in this kav yoid, there is a little bit of tumah. So now when this mixes in, motza min es minoy, when it comes and mixes in with the other kav of tumah, veneer will wake up. So you see clearly that even though the tumah was already bottled in the meya chulun terim, but later when this little bit of tumah will mix up with other tumah, and then it'll become the majority, it wakes up and still has a din of tumah. So here's the question of Baya, how could you say v'chut tumah shabah chayze v'neyer? Here we see clearly a mishnah in Tyrus, a mishnah in Trumas, that it is chayze v'neyer. So Nisa Baya answers back and says, no, omalei, im tumah oireres tumah. You just see here that tumah, this other kav of tumah, could be ma'orah, could wake up this first little bit of tumah. That, yes. But Tyra, Reres, Tumeya, that you don't see. But in our case, series, you're saying you can't throw this seer into a Kedera, which a Kedera is Tyra. So what do you want to say? This Torah water should wake up the water of Tumeya to give it a shame Mayim, that you don't say. Since the right water right now is Tor, and the original small amount of water was bottle ready. But since it was bottle ready, maybe you don't say Chayze V'Neyer. Gets it out to Bayez Kasha. Where do we see it say Chayze V'Neyer when it comes into a Dove of Tor? Over here in the Mishnah in Truma, when it's coming into Tuma, and a Chanami Tuma could be Mara Tuma. But now in case where the seer is coming into a Dove of Tor, here we don't see it could be Chayze V'Neyer. So therefore, that's a Bayez Kasha back to Rabbi Yemir. Where do you see such a Yisait?
Alright, we'll stop here, but now wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other next plot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.
We're holding Daf Chov Gimel Amar Aleph. We learned the first part again. We have Lezer, Matei Aleim, Ovid Lachon, Shav Lezer. So it says about Yechlu, Nekudim, is to lead when they're dried out, or Kloyus, when they're roasted, or Yolosh, Ros, Nidem, B'mei Peres, all that they should not be Mekabel Tumah. Or it is Chamek Lissos, or else divide up into small doughs, or Bevach, Lo, Yehei Kebetz, each dough should not be the size of a Kebetz, of a Mokem Echad. Now the Yom Ulul explains my time, what's the reason? The whole according to Reb Lezer, since we said the one you take out is the Tomadika one, so why can't you eat the rest of Chulin even though they're wet? Then there's nothing to make a tummy. The answer is Gzeir Hashem Yovi Kav Chulin, we're afraid maybe bring another Kav of Chulin to Meim. Mimok Machum is someplace else. The Kav, the Yod, Mimzeh, take a Kav and a little bit more from this bunch. Now, some of you think to say, if the Lina Berubah, I think, listen, I have Rav Torim here, so I'll be in the Vatel, the Tommy, and the Rav Torah. But the chivun yikai mashu, since there's a little bit left over of tumma left over in here, is so that after the slur matzah minas minu v'neya, the little bit of tumma would wake up and not become bata brave. So here you see clearly, even by tumma we say chayze v'neya, it wakes up. So it's the kasha nabaya. Amulei, Sabaya says back, im tumma or reres tumma. You understand over here that the tummy now could wake up what was tummy from before. That's good. But the higher reres tumma you want, but by our case, where the seer falls into a kadera of water, where the water is tor, you want that tordika water to wake up the tomatika water, that I do not say. That's Abayi's taina. This is what we're holding. Hadigmar says, Eisvei. I have a question. Rashi says, it's a kashan Reb Yirmiya that says you do say chayz v'neya. Eisvei, I have a question. It's a Mishnah in Pora that says, Eifer kosher, shenisar v'yefer mikla. If you have some ashes from the paraduma, which is tomei, gets mixed up with regular ashes. Eifer mikla means tam burning ashes. So, chamacha roiv. Letame, go bust a roiv. If roiv of the ashes is from the paraduma, it's tomei. If roiv of it is from Eifer mikla, regular ashes, it's tor. Rashi says, Letame, yim anageyeb, or someone touches, get a sieve. The Pasuk says, Vanageyeb, and may anida, you tomei. Whoever touches the mei chatis, or the Eifer chatis, becomes tomei. Now, the roiv Eifer mikla, if roiv of it is Eifer mikla, roiv of it is tam Eifer tordik Eifer, who? Is loy metam, it's not metam you, it's like bottom roiv, the little bit Eifer of the paraduma becomes bottom roiv in this other ashes. Now the question is, vi amate, you tell me according to you, Rabbi Yirmiya, that tumma command yisadami, you hold that tumma, even though it's bota right now, it's considered like it's there, and therefore if it finds other tumma, it's mitzarif, it wakes up, so you have to say it's not like it's bota completely, if so, nihid b'magad loy metama, you understand, well, if you touch this ashes now, you do not become tummy, because since the robe of these ashes are made from Tyro, from tordic ashes of Eifer Mikla, so when you touch it, we say you're not touching the Eifer of the Paraduma, you're touching rather the Eifer of the tordic ashes. That's good why you tore for Maga. But the question is, the Tamer B'Masrei, the Loch of Eifer Pora has a Tumas Mas also. So when you carry it, Lamaisa, you're carrying now the tordic ashes of the Eifer Pora. If you tell me, even when this Rav tore, the tomb is not really bought like it's not there completely, it's just you can't touch it. But the tomb is there, therefore it's chayze v'neya later. See, also when you pick it up, it should have a tomb of samasa. But the mice are picking up the whole thing. So my answer is true. If Molo learned on this, Romer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Toye Melatamim B'mag, Enechonami, that we say if you have right ashes of Tyra, that the ashes of Epara Duma becomes bottle, and you're not tomed, it's only if you touch it. If you carry it, it would have a tumas masa. Because we say, bittul is not a complete bittul. It's still here right now. Therefore, if you pick up those things, you'll be metama right now. Now the Gemara is, Rav Chizda said like this, Gemara in Menachos he had. Omer Rav Chizda, that nevela betela b'shchuta. If you have a piece of meat that's nevela, it gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat that have a shchita on them, so melech betela. They all three become mutar b'achil, you're allowed to eat all three of them. Why she yefshele nevela shetiyasa shchuta? It's not possible that the nevela should become a shchuta once it has nisar on it, can't become heter anymore. But in the yefshe, it's like getter like called min b'sheinim minoi, and a min b'sheinim min is both of rei. Rashi said the Girsu should not be that Nevela Iefshel in Nevela Shatiasa Shkuta, because Alochris Nevela could become like a Shkuta. When Nevela becomes Enu Reel Achilak, soon later the Yisra goes off it, the Tumma goes off it. Sefer should be the opposite way, that a Shkuta cannot be like a Nevela. But our co-partner since it's considered Mimbishen Minoy, therefore it's bottle. And therefore if you touch it now or carry it, it's not Tomei. So what is the question? Why? Nihid b'magalay metama. You understand why if you touch now one of these three pieces of meat, even though one of them is nevela which has a tumas maga, but since it's bottle b'rave, I say now you're touching the tordika piece of meat. That I understand. But the question is latama b'masa. But if you pick up all three pieces, if you carry them, there should be a tumas maga. Like if you hold again, like Rabbi Yirmiya, that the tumma is. And this error means to say it's not commander lesser dumb right now, it's like it's there. So when you're carrying the whole thing, the mind see you're carrying it. So it should be tummy. So my answer is back. Omele said back to him, Osin you, but Rav Chizda must need some law. You learned this Allah over the name of Rav Chizda. And now, but Rav Chizda must need, we learned this Allah from Rav Chizda. write the Tanya Rabbi Chilin like this. Nevela Shchuta Betela Zubizu. Shino, Nevela Shchuta is bottle Zubizu. What's Rabbi Chiyah's halacha? And Nevela, one piece of Nevela falls into two pieces of Shchuta, to Betela Zu and Zu. And again, why? Because since the Shchuta cannot become a Nevela, it's called Min Bishay Neminoim, therefore it's bottle. But now, the Yitma Allah, we learned on this. The Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanino, Toher Milatami Bemaga, and Echnavi, the bit of bread helps that if you touch it now, you're Toher, you don't become Tame. Avol Metami Bemasa, but it says clearly though, if you carry all three, or move all three of them, then there is a Tumas Masa. It says, Gunu Kran Chabi Yirmiya, that the Tumas Chayze Veneyar is treated like it's still here. Now the Gemara is, for all it's not, that we learned in our Mishnah before. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, that Behem Magasa, if you have a Behem Magasa, Sheshor for Chavor's dam, a clot of dam came out of him, as other locha raised to cover. Says he's supposed to bury that clot of dam, because we have to be choshes. Maybe in that clot of dam is the Uber, is the Bechor, and has Kedushas Bechor on it. And Veniftura Min HaBechorah, the next kid she has no more Kedushas Bechor, it's already Potter Min HaBechorah. Now the Tony Rebchi learns in our Mishnah that ain't the matama loy the mag of loy the masa. If you touch this dam now, it has no tumor, and not if you carry the dam. So the question is, am I why? Nehi the bemag loy matama enichnam bemag. When you touch the dam, you don't become tummy. And like Rabbi Yochanan said before, because it's bottle b'roiv in the rest of the dam, there's like one drop of the dam from the uber. The rest of the dam is tam dam of leida. If so, it's good, boy, if you touch it. It's bottle b'roiv, but titami b'masai. The maisi picking up the whole thing. If he carries the whole thing, why is it not tumas masai? If he holds the tum is not bottle, so tumas meisha boy, should not become bottle b'roiv? If so, why if he pick up the whole thing, why is it say it's Torah? Zishtik, he kept quiet, didn't have an answer. The more answer though, but Dilma maybe, shiny hoch, maybe here it's different. Here it's different. Here this dam is Tumas Rucha. I mean to say this tipa of the Uber is like spoiled already. That a person will not eat it, and since the person will not eat it, therefore it has no Tumas. Therefore Tumas Taka. Usually when something is bought, the bread, the Tumas is still there. It could be Chayza V'Neir. The master would be Tumas. But here the pshat is the dhamma, this uber, is srucha, is like spoiled already, it's not worth of it to eat, be eaten by a ger. So more so, let's see. Honich l'bapod, this comes out good according to bapod, the shita of the yom, he holds, tuma chamura ad l'ger. So tuma chamura, Rashi says, that means the hainu masa. Tuma is the masa on a nevela is only if a nevela is still fit to be given to a ger, like we'll see later, the pasuk says, like ger titnenu. Says Nevel is supposed to give it to a ger, so we dash and it only has the Issa Shabai, calls the mind it's fit by ger to eat the ger taisha of a guy. Mashenkin, once it's not fit for a ger, for a person, tibet, it has no more tumor. So according to Bapod, if it's good, it is dam, that again, what happened here, the behemoth gave out a tip of dam, a chavorah's dam. So even though the uber is there, but I call upon him that uber, the dam of the uber, is srucha. So therefore, it has no tumor's Nevel on it. So it's good according to my father. He holds Tumah Chamur, Rashi says that means Tumah Smaso Ad Leger. The Tumah Kala, a simple Tumah, Rashi says that means Tumah Mago Ad Lekel of Enechnami. That calls the man a dog. Kedir is still as Tumah Smago. And so, holy Chaz Leger over here, this type of dam is not fit for Ger Teet. Even though it's fit for Kelev Teet, so Enechnami has Tumah Smago Takom, it would be fit to be Tomei. But the pshat, the reason why there's no tumas mag on this dam, because the dam is bought b'roiv with the other dam of the leder from the behema. So as bit of b'roiv helps for tumas maga. The only question is for tumas masa. So tumas masa, according to Bapod, is good since this dam is srucha, therefore there's no tumas masa. This is the way Rashi learns. That tumas chamura means tumas masa, and tumas kala means tumas maga. Tosis says no. Tosis learns tumah chamur means the whole tumah of nevela, both of the master shaboy and the maga shaboy. Both of them is totally in achilas ger. After it says tumah kala, it doesn't mean tumah smaga, but it means tumah oichlin. When an oichah becomes a rishon or shen l'tumah, that's called the tumah kala. But I call upon according to that part, it's very good over here. The reason why there's no tumah smaga if you carry the whole thing is because it's not fit to be eaten by a ger. So, but the Moriah still, El, Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita, the Yom that he holds, Rabbi Yechon holds,